is we'll take Senate Bill 200. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Senator Ed Olson, District 20, Davison and Hanson County. Senate Bill 200 is brought, I got involved with it on behalf of former House Representative Dean Wazorek, who is a land agent, and made me aware that we have a lot of issues where we have surface rights, in other words, surface rights on the land, not whole or fee simple with the mineral rights. And I happen to also be a landowner in that category. And so what Senate Bill 200 attempts to do, it's not a tax bill, although it provides for taxation of the severed mineral interests. Severed mineral interests are recognized in many, many surrounding states, Minnesota, Nebraska, Arizona, you know, as real property, and that they could and should be taxed under existing tax laws, and probably would be taxed except for the lack of widespread oil, gas, and coal development in South Dakota. It's not a tax bill, but it does have important implications for tax equity. Most surface fee holders are probably assessed for the mineral fee, whether they own it or not. Thus, the surface fee holder who does not have a fee simple is probably being inadvertently taxed for something he doesn't own, which is inequitable, and puts him at a competitive disadvantage with his neighbor who owns the property in fee simple. More important, the severed mineral interest holder is enjoying a tax-free real estate investment. This tax-free status is not provided for in state law, but evolved gradually and unintendedly in South Dakota. Some of the historical factors that led to this situation, with the exception of gold mining in the Black Hills, South Dakota has never been a mining state. And federal policy in most of the 20th century, when they kept the price of gold at $35 an ounce, forced a lot of independent mines out of business during the middle part of last century. So we really have almost virtually no commercial oil or gas or coal development in our state. And since there is little development, these mineral rights generally are of extremely little value, and they're rarely bought and sold. But if they are of little value, how did they come into existence? In South Dakota, even in the Black Hills, is primarily an agricultural state. Agriculture is a boom and bust industry, and there have been many farm depressions, especially the Great Farm Depression of 1921 through 41. And so we had a lot of foreclosures with rural, you know, rural credits and so forth. And many will retain the mineral rights when they resell the property, hoping that maybe they will strike gold. I don't know. Another common situation is a farmer that would be retiring and leaving the land for emotional reasons retains those rights. Basically, the motive is nothing more than sentiment, because that farmer's been his whole life. In the Black Hills, severed mineral interests that were valuable 50 to 100 years ago are now of little value because they're no longer commercially viable in today's markets with today's technology. So why is it so difficult to determine who owns the rights? As real property, the creation of a severed mineral interest should be recorded with the county register of deeds, like easements, right-of-ways, leaseholdings, mortgages, life estates, and other. However, if the settled mineral interest holder is a real person, a grandpa, a speculator, a banker, whoever, and the holder dies intestate, heirs may not record the property transfer, or if the severed mineral interest is of little value, the testator might not even mention it in the will. With each passing generation, it is increasingly likely that the ownership of a severed mineral interest will pass from decedent to decedent without the heirs, without even recording on the to the Register of Deeds. And a similar dissolution could take place in a, with a business or a corporation. Whenever the business reorganizes, incorporates, goes bankrupt, goes out of business, sells or mortgage assets, the separate mineral interests are not producing income, and the holders may just simply forget they own them. What Senate Bill 200 attempts to do is to alleviate this problem by re-engaging the tax machinery that really has not done anything for the last 7 years. It has not been engaged. So what the bill actually does is it puts the local tax official on notice that the legislature continues to recognize that severed mineral interests are real property and has determined that the policy of taxing them be resumed as the law is provided for all along. It places the responsibility on the severed mineral interest holder to come forward, declare ownership, and assume responsibility for the appropriate taxes. In the alternative, it would require the landowner does not have fee simple to notify county officials that the mineral interest has been severed from his property and that the appropriate steps should be taken to assess the tax against the last known owner. And it provides for a minimum valuation if the mineral interest cannot be ascertained by normal procedures. So we do set a value in there. And it uses the existing tax delinquency provisions to permit the sale by tax deed of the severed mineral interest to the surface owner, a mineral developer, speculator, or other interested party. It doesn't, if I would get in a situation where I would serve the notice that I don't own total surface and mineral rights, it doesn't mean that I automatically get it if the current holder has no further interest and does not come forth to pay the value of that mineral interest. It would give me an opportunity, those rights would be available for anybody. But again, I'd reiterate, keep in mind that 99% of the land in South Dakota does not have any mineral value. What the bill does not do, it does not impose a new tax. It provides for the collection of tax that is currently not being collected. It does not deprive the severed mineral interest holder of his property. It doesn't take it away. Just merely pay his fair share on his property. It doesn't give the unclaimed mineral interest to the state, county, or the surface fee holder. It uses an existing mechanism to permit their purchase for delinquent taxes. I also believe it does not place any impossible burden on county officials. The Register of Deeds needs only deal with severed mineral interest as they are reported to him or her, whether by the owner or the surface fee holder. And the tax assessor need only apply the minimum valuation as applied or as provided in the bill. And no one is required to trace the fractional or unrecorded owners. Notice goes to the last known owner of record. I do have an amendment, Mr. Chairman, that would, I think, offer a little bit of clarification, and I'd like to pass that out if I could at this time.
That's fine, and we are actually running out of time. Looks like they're standing out in the hallway, so why don't we get the amendment out? Why don't you describe the amendment real quickly, and we'll do it for discussion.
Okay.
And then we'll shut down here.
Thank you. The amendment on page 2, line 7 of the printed bill, after record, I would ask that we insert of the severed mineral interest.
Could I have a motion on that? Moved by Bogue, seconded by Dietrich. All those in favor of the amendment to Senate Bill 200, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And actually, we are out of time. If you have more, our schedule, our plan is Monday evening meeting.